A new series of reports from the Alaska Healthcare Commission look at the high cost of healthcare in Alaska. Private health insurance premiums are about 30% higher here than in comparison states. The report points to lots of potential reasons for the higher costs, but one surprising finding was the high profit margins for Alaska's urban hospitals. APRN's Annie Feit has the story as part of our series on healthcare costs in Alaska.
Alaska's urban hospitals are very healthy businesses. According to the Healthcare Commission reports, on average, their profits in 2010 were 16.2%. The nationwide average for the same year is 6.3%. Dr. Noah Laufer spent the last year as a member of the Healthcare Commission. He's a primary care physician in Anchorage. He says hospital profits received a lot of attention in commission discussions.
I think it's a truth-finding mission, at least for now. A lot of raised eyebrows, a fair amount of resistance, as you can imagine, from hospitals. But I think what we're doing is getting a more realistic overall picture of what's going on.
The hospital with the largest profit, according to the report, was Alaska Regional in Anchorage. Their 2010 profit is listed at 29%. To put that number in perspective, the historical average profit for Fortune 500 companies is less than 5%. Alaska Regional disputes that figure. CEO Annie Holt says because Regional is run by a nationwide company, the report did not account for the cost of services provided by the owner, Hospital Corporation of America, or HCA. But even factoring that in, the figure Holt comes up with is still nearly three times higher than the national average.
About 15 to 17%.
Does that seem like a high profit margin?
I can't really answer that because I haven't studied what it looks like nationally recently. I know it. I was told that it would be comparable to our colleagues here in the Alaska market.
Holt makes the case that the company pays millions of dollars in taxes to the city and state, and she argues that having a big corporation behind the hospital allows them to be very competitive on price.
Many of the functions that are required for a hospital to run are actually handled electronically at our corporate or regional office. So we do keep our costs down here at Alaska Regional.
Hospital profits are an important part of the healthcare cost picture because about one-third of total healthcare spending goes to hospitals. Profit margins for hospitals in Alaska vary widely, according to the report. In general, rural hospital profits are much lower than in the urban areas. Two hospitals, Cordova Community Medical Center and Providence Valdez Medical Center, recorded a loss for 2010. In Anchorage, Providence Hospital had a profit of about 13% last year. Providence is a nonprofit, so CEO Bruce Lamoureux says all of that money stays in the state.
In the case of Providence, Alaska, those margins are used in this community for the benefit of community health.
For 2010, Providence says it spent more than $50 million for community benefit. Lamoureux says there are a number of factors that drive hospital profits up in urban Alaska. A high occupancy rate is one of them. There aren't many idle beds. High Medicaid reimbursements is another. Alaska has generous Medicaid reimbursement rates. But Lamoureux says everyone in the healthcare industry knows that belt tightening is coming, and Providence is working on programs to address that.
We can deliver better care, and we think in the long run that is not only morally the right thing to do, but it better prepares us for a future state where we better get better at managing costs.
The top executive at the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association, Karen Perdue, agrees that hospitals in Alaska will need to do more with less in the future. But she says there's a lot more to managing costs.
I think the way to eliminate costs in hospital care is to keep people out of the hospital and to keep them from coming back into the hospital. Can hospitals be more efficient with the money they get? Yes. And should they try? Absolutely.
And Perdue points out that the majority of hospitals in Alaska are making profits that are in line with or below the national average. After spending many hours poring over the reports and discussing the data, Dr. Laufer from the Healthcare Commission comes to this conclusion.
I'm not opposed to having healthy, robust hospitals, but I would prefer to see a system that, rather than focusing on growth, is focused on sustainable, good healthcare for all of us.
That's the goal of the Healthcare Commission as well. The hope is these reports start a dialogue on the issue that will eventually lead to some solutions. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.